This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Baby, I'm going to teach you what a love's all about tonight.
We got Mike Adams coming up at 15 after, and I can tell you right now, he thinks it's as phony as $3 bill mass shootings. And he's got an absolute right to say that and to believe that. But I'll tell you this, if you look at all the admitted staged events, it'll make your head spin. In fact, when he joins us, let's look at Operation Gladio, partially declassified by the U.S., declassified fully by the Italians. And we ought to try to get Leo Zagami on. He was actually part of Operation Gladio when he was in the Italian Air Force. And believe me, I've been to Rome with Zagami. He's not making it up. That guy can get in the Vatican, castles nobody can get into. I mean, he's definitely in the secret societies. People say, why do you trust Zagami? No, Zagami was from the inside and exposed the entire thing. So, yeah, print me some stuff on Operation Gladio. Hundreds of bombings and mass shootings in Italy alone by the U.S. government and NATO to stop the left from getting into power. See how it works? So, yeah. It's even in Army manuals in special operations, captain and above, how to stage false flags. You ever seen Graham Greene's book turn into The Quiet American? That's actually a composite of true stories. He puts it out as fiction, though, so he doesn't get sued, about how the CIA was staging terror attacks in southern Vietnam as the U.S. started taking over in 54 or 55. We were really there in Indochina before 1960. And staging the terror attacks to get the South on our side against the North. And I'm not defending the communists. I'm not defending Ho Chi Minh. But he wanted to work with us from the beginning. But certain folks did not want that to happen. They wanted to have the long-term extended war. And so that's how this stuff really works, ladies and gentlemen. So we have a right and a duty to look at every event as if it could be staged. Take the babies in the incubators. Again, 1990, Desert Shield, the buildup before Desert Storm, the offensive. And they came and testified that they saw babies by the hundreds pulled out, their brains bashed out. The girl had never been to Kuwait. None of it happened. She was the daughter of a PR firm controlled by the Saudis. She was 4 years older than they said. She was 18. She wasn't 14. It was a lie. You know, they have Hollywood movies like Wag the Dog. Bill Clinton liked that movie so much with Dustin Hoffman and Willie Nelson that he staged it. A year after it came out, exactly that, in real time, in the same area. So, do they stage events? You better bet your bottom greenback they do. But they don't need to with 340 million people, most of them sitting in front of video games and TV all day, taking serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Because they don't make you see pretty colors like a hit of acid does, or peyote, or mescaline. But they put you into that state of high suggestibility. And so one day, you just get suited up because that girl was mean to you. You go kill her and a bunch of other people. But see, the feminist groups, they just want to control women. They're not warning women about incels. They're just saying, we need to get the guns. No, it's still very rare, but there are little, spoiled, rotten, demonic brats who always love Satan, who are killjoys. And because they're scared of women and exponentially feel powerless, they go, I could be powerful if I was dark and evil. And they have a little devil sitting on their shoulder. Well, then put the helmet on, put on the body armor. Go show them you're a man. Show them your power. You know what the power would be, son? Would be going to a soup kitchen helping homeless people, or going and joining the Peace Corps, take care of your grandma, change your grandma's diapers. But see, you're not a man. You don't do that. You go kill people.
Alec,
yes.
I got a plug for the Patriot points I get.
Oh, thanks.
I've gotten $180 so far this year, and I feel like I'm stealing from you. I buy so much in the store because, I mean, I don't want to give that money to Walmart. I don't want to give that money to people who are going to donate it to causes I don't believe in, so I'd rather give that money to you. And I'm getting quality products. The products that I do receive have changed my life. I mean, the X2 has really done a lot for me. I've lost weight. My brain works a whole lot better. My kids, they use the toothpaste. My son used to get these little sore throats, and he puts X2 in water and drinks it, and it gets rid of his sore throat.
Sir, let me break this down for you. I want high-quality stuff in there. I want a good price. But I've kind of habituated everybody to where everybody buys when it's 50% off. I'm making $2 on a toothpaste 50% off. And so it's the same thing like the fish oil or the turmeric or the bone broth. Thank you so much for the plugs. But listen, when people get the Patriot points, a lot of times it makes things a lot sweeter. Because if you're already getting 10% off because you're on auto ship, and then we're doing 50% off, and then you do something like that, where you have Patriot points, we lose money. But that's okay. So thanks for the support.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back. We're into hour number two. We've seen tragic attacks that have killed 30 people over the weekend. That's terrible. We also have had thousands of babies killed since then in abortuaries, and hundreds have been kept alive for their organs to be harvested after they're born. But the media is not going to humanize them like the poor folks killed in Dayton, Ohio, by an avowed Satanist and Obama supporter and Hillary supporter or the other incel reportedly attacked in El Paso. No, they're only going to hype up this because they want to demonize Trump and the fact that we have a border that even exists that people are fighting to get across because we have that border and are not a third world country. Please remember that it's not just the Alex Jones show that's here fighting in the face of all the censorship and attacks. It's also the David Knight show, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. every weekday morning, doing a fabulous job. And David's taking the week off, but I got to tell you, we had our own Greg Reese sitting in. Sounds great. Looks great. He's an awesome dude. Great camera guy. Great editor. And he really pulled it off this morning. And then we've got Owen Schroyer at 3 p.m. every day with the War Room that obviously you don't want to miss. Okay. We've got Mike Adams joining us in the next segment to get into all the bizarre anomalies and more. But I know what he's going to talk about, because I know he's a smart guy. It's the season we're in, and the FBI is saying, look for copycats and way more of these. And I agree, that's what's going to happen. Because the media hypes this, and these mentally ill people that want to go down in a blaze of infamy, they're going to go out and stage more events. And the way the media is giving this full wall-to-wall coverage, they know out of 240 million people, it's going to happen. And it's just a sickening tragedy to watch all this unfold. It'll be another 24-year-old that can't get a girlfriend who's a devil worshiper. And if you joined us now, last hour I went over the MO on all these people, and I've got a bunch of the past shooters as well. It is the same person, a devil worshiper who can't get women, who's looking for power, and who plays shoot-em-up video games all day. Normal person plays shoot-em-up video games? It's not a bad thing. But these guys, these incels, are all the same. And we've been saying this for 5-6 years. Paul Watson's really been harping on it. Now the FBI completely agrees with that and says that's who you should be worried about. But the big issue here is that Media Matters is the mouth of George Soros and Alexander Soros. And undoubtedly, they picked up this report I put out because they want to show Alexander Soros this and say, see, sir, he's attacking you. Give us another $50 million this year. And Alexander Soros is the main funder through Democracy in Action, that he's the main funder of the Antifa movement that says they're coming September 1st through November to lay siege and kill Border Patrol and ICE. So Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, and in Texas, the lieutenant governor has more power than the governor, came out and said, you're not welcome in Texas. Don't come here in the middle of this crisis. So in reacting to the El Paso mass shooting, Alex Jones, lieutenant governor, Dan Patrick sound a lot alike. Well, because obviously if Antifa's coming here and wanting to have a civil war, that's not a good mix. Obviously, don't do it. That's not hard to say. And they're saying they're going to be violent. They put out graphics of burning American flags and of dead ICE agents in pools of blood. My God. Trump says if someone says they're going to kill somebody, go after them with red flags. The law already says that. I mean, I don't make a big deal about this. When people death threat this office and death threat our people, we report it to the FBI and local police and others. And three or four times a year, people get arrested and indicted that threaten us and threaten any of our crew. And sometimes they show up here and we go press charges. You go to jail. Well, how is Antifa, who's already firebombed and shot up things and attacks people with you know, concrete and metal bars, how are they allowed to be organizing this? How'd this guy in Dayton, Ohio, this monster, say, I love Satan. I'm going to kill fascists. I'm about to die and go to hell. I'm about to die and go to hell. I'm going to kill people. And I love Satan. Yeah, that's somebody you need to go put in the mental institution for a few weeks to see what the hell's going on. Yeah, that's a close-up of the graphic. We can put the whole graphic up. Articles are on Infowars.com by some of our reporters that put that out. But right now, let's go ahead and go to Dan Patrick on Fox News that Media Matters is reporting on like they caught him doing something. Here it is.
You know, I was looking at a story recently. I just saw in the last couple of days where Antifa is posting. You know, they want to come to El Paso and do a 10-day siege. Clear message to Antifa: stay out of El Paso, stay out of Texas, basically. But we don't need them coming in on September 1st. We didn't need them to begin with before this happened. But I would say to Antifa, scratch Texas off your map and don't come in. It is not the time and place for them to come at any time, but particularly in the aftermath of what's just happening in El Paso. So Antifa, message for Lieutenant Governor, stay out of Texas.
They're meeting all over the country, and they're going to converge on El Paso to attack ICE, to, quote, lay siege. And then Media Matters has this huge article demonizing it and how fascist it is, and because that's their little army. A lot of the folks at Media Matters, you know, dress up on the weekend as Antifa and go out and do the type of stuff. So here's a clip from my report Saturday I shot. And they act like this is somehow bad. I'm very proud of what I said here. Here it is.
NBC reports Patrick Crucius, the leftist savior who just shows up right at the moment when the left is being exposed, when our whole agenda is falling apart. And when Trump is defending our borders, supposedly as evil racists, right as Antifa announces nationwide, funded by Alexander Soros, that they are going to be marching and across the U.S. and meeting September 1st in like 26 days in El Paso to crush the Border Patrol and to lay siege to them. These are quotes. They put out graphics showing American flags burning. They put out graphics showing dead ICE officers. And I said, what are they planning to stage? I said this on Friday show. What are they planning to stage? And on Thursday show, what are they planning to stage ahead of Antifa showing up right on time at El Paso so that it looks legitimate when they attack physically the ICE agents and call them Nazis and say kids are drinking out of toilets and the people are being killed when they're actually coming here from the countries that are collapsing? And I saw a new FBI report that came out saying that conspiracy theorists are the big terror threat in America, and that it's QAnon that's the threat. When you've had a few obvious schizophrenics go and commit crimes, believing that Trump ordered them to do it, when it's obvious that the whole Q movement is a bunch of leftist intelligence ops jerking people's chains. Doesn't mean if you like the Q movement or evil yourself, but it's a weird, shadowy thing that you can't ever tell who's in command of it. It's perfect to get people to join it under one auspice and then later commit crimes under its banner. So I've been saying this is all coming. This person can be completely just wound up by all the media and all the Civil War talk and the Democrats saying, go out and kill Republicans, and the Democrats saying, kill more than just Scalise and kill Trump, and it's time to fight dirty. I mean, these are all the quotes, and it's time for a physical revolution. Joe Biden, you see all these statements. So just making statements like that can trigger, unhinge other people to then go out and carry out violence. Or, as has happened in other parts of history, this could be totally staged. Operation Northwoods, declassified in 2001, broke down how the U.S. government planned to stage mass shootings and bombings across the U.S. to blame on Cuba to then trigger a war with the Soviet Union. Kennedy said no to the plan, but it was greenlit at his level. ABC News.
So, they put out a report showing all the evidence of what I just said. Why do they do that? I believe because they actually want to use that to give orders to their incels, who are actually Antifa, to go out and pose as conservatives and launch attacks.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Ladies and gentlemen, the big events were coming. We know criminal foundations and organizations have staged events in the past. And so it's right to look at any of these events and say they could be staged. But even if they're not staged, the media is organically promoting it and hyping it up to create the copycats. And the FBI has come out and said that. We're going to go to Mike Adams at naturalnews.com. Really smart researcher here in a moment. Leo Zagami is going to be popping in next hour, as well as others. I intend to open the phones up to get your take, like we did yesterday on the Sunday show. And then Owen Schroeder is going to come up, is going to be covering this in depth, because I agree more attacks are coming, and they're going to come for our guns. Is Trump really a Trojan horse? I don't think so. But coming out and saying we need red flag laws, one of these individuals said, I'm a Satanist, I want to kill Trump supporters, and I'm going to go to hell soon. I mean, that's pretty right there. You don't need a red flag law to get around due process. Trump said red flag laws with expedited, accelerated due process. There's no such thing. Look at Mexico. Again, a higher crime rate than us. You never hear about all the murders there, though, because the media doesn't personalize it. This is so manipulative. And, yes, it's senseless and evil. And you ask why? Because evil's real. And civilization is unraveling. People are becoming corrupt. Illegitimacy is massive. You talk about the internet corrupting people? Turn on Netflix. I had a crew member go to Sundance this year. I was invited. I didn't go. And they were at Sundance, and it was all about we want to corrupt people. The funding is all to just destroy society. Talk to Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, in a moment. We are extending the sale, the money bomb sale that is the biggest we've done since Christmas, because folks like the specials. It helps fund our operation. And I was talking to our general manager, Tim Frugge, this weekend. He said, you know that Tuesday is the anniversary of your massive deplatforming that was the precedent for everybody else last August 6th. And I said, you know, I forgot about that. So this is the first annual Banniversary store-wide sale, 50 to 60% off InfoWars Life products, 50% off Storable Foods, massive discounts on water filtration, free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, ladies and gentlemen. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Ultra 12, amazing deal, 50% off. Real Red Pill Plus, 60% off. Read about that. Learn about what's in it. The preglinone, all of it. Turbo Force, the amazing all-day healthy energy. Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off. All Storable Foods, 50% off. Supernova Vitality, 50% off. And more. Free shipping, double Patriot points, and your purchase funds this operation. And if you think our information is game-changing, try our products at InfoWars Store. .com. Something else I saw, and something else that was really important, is that when they were demonizing people filtering their water the last few years against us, David Hogg and others, when they had all the debates about how bad our water is at the Democrat debate, suddenly sales of water filters exploded. Yeah. I sell what I believe you need and works good, and that I have good mojo selling you. Reap what you sow, whatever you want to call it. Comes around, goes around. So be sure and get your Alexa Pure Pro, your other great systems that Mike Adams himself is one of the top labs in the country tested it, and they're amongst the very best water filtration systems out there, Alexa Pure Pro, and other systems like ProPure at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, I'm done plugging. Forgot to plug last hour. That's how we fund ourselves. I want to thank all the viewers and listeners for your support. Without you, we wouldn't be here. Mike, where do you want to start? We can get into the shooting, the anomalies, but just what about, we knew this was coming right on time, the election, the way the media is working it, the way they're changing his social media and live time. I mean, this stinks worse than a shipload of rotting fish.
Well, let's start with the New York Times. Here's an article from 2012 by David K. Shipler. a terrorist plot hatched by the FBI. This is New York Times, okay? This is not us saying this. And if you look at this article, the New York Times said, hey, there's a suicide bomber intercepted on his way to the Capitol to bomb synagogues, to shoot Stinger missiles at military aircraft, and to fly explosive-laden model planes into the Pentagon. And this is the New York Times again saying this. But all of these dramas were facilitated by the FBI, whose undercover agents and informers posed as terrorists and offered rudimentary training, by the way. And then they recruited people to play the role and jump into the van or punch the button or do whatever was the final act. So the FBI, according to the New York Times, and again, this is not me or you saying this, Alex. This is the New York Times. The FBI, and this is from 2012, the FBI has more experience creating terrorist plots in America than any other organization that you could even think of. And it's not just the New York Times. Here's the Kansas City Star, an article by Ian Cummings. FBI undercover stings foil terrorist plots, but often plots of the agency's own making. And in this article, it talks about the terrorism investigations. Here we go. The jihadist attacks on a train station in Kansas City to bomb a September 11 memorial, to blow up a 1,000-pound bomb at Fort Riley, to detonate a weapon of mass destruction at the Wichita airport. The failed plans all show imagination, but how much of it was real, asked the Kansas City Star. It turns out, often not much. They're all plotted by the FBI. Now, the reason I mention this, Alex, is because Friday, in Front Page Mag, new evidence unveils disturbing facts about Hillary's email scandal. This story from Front Page Mag cites Jay Sekulow's American Center for Law and Justice that found documents where the FBI agreed to destroy the computers that had the backup emails from Hillary Clinton's email servers. These emails that show a pattern of criminal activities on the part of Hillary Clinton, and we now know the FBI took part in the destruction of evidence, the obstruction of justice, that at least one faction of the FBI under James Comey and Barack Obama helped Hillary Clinton carry out acts of treason.
And you can see that the massive evidence coming out of the pedophile rings, out of the Clintons, yes, and of all their people getting in major trouble, and AOC reportedly stealing millions and about to get indicted for it. And right on time, boom, these Manchurian candidates activate.
That's exactly right. We see the media desperately working to change the narrative. Now, I'm sure you would agree, the violence was real. People were really shot and killed. None of us are saying that that didn't happen. What we're asking the question is, why was this violence taking place, or why was this person dispatched to this Walmart in El Paso to carry out this shooting? And if he was on a suicide mission, why was he wearing hearing protection? Why was he wearing EyePro and EarPro, as we say in the shooting community? You only do that if you expect to survive, which is why I don't believe that his so-called manifesto is real at all. I think the manifesto is a hoax.
Well, let's explain how this works. You think you're going to a drill, or you think you're taking part of something because you're in the Q movement, and Trump's got you as a secret agent, and you get set up in the process of it. Then you get given electroshock therapy a few hours later, and you never remember what happened.
The FBI has a long history of recruiting people to play a role in staged terror events. And that's the New York Times, Alex. That's not InfoWars saying that. That's the New York Times and the Kansas City Star. The FBI is expert. They are experts.
And again, these are the compartmentalized groups in the FBI that are the Clinton operatives that are set to go to prison forever if they don't do that. We're going to break down how they set people up on the other side, the Arlington Road system. Stay with us.
Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones. That's where the next adventure against tyranny begins. That's where I'm going to be posting exclusive content 7 days a week in the fight for human freedom worldwide. That's where people that are at the third tier will get a free special edition t-shirt and more. Subscribestar, Alex Jones. Search it today. It's a super hot site. It's pro-freedom. It's pro-free speech. It's exploding right now. We're very excited to be involved at Subscribestar. So be sure and join me at Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones for the next level of the human revolution against tyranny. When you subscribe today, you will see information. You will see videos. You will see articles. You will see documents you won't see anywhere else at Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones. So subscribe today for exclusive content nowhere else on the World Wide Web. Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Make no mistake, we're riders of a storm, my friends.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So, yes, the FBI's had a long history of problems. Any big domestic security force always has corruption problems. Whether it was the Praetorian Guard guarding the Caesars in ancient Rome or whether it's been the secret police of Pinochet or whether the secret police of Mao Zedong, power corrupts absolutely. Power corrupts absolutely. And so what Mike Adams of NaturalNews.com is expertly laying out is that there is a history of staging terror attacks and provocateuring them. And a lot of times people think they're part of a drill. They come to the drill, and then they get set up. That's how that works. Meanwhile, Ray welcomes Peter Strzok back to the FBI. Almost 1 year after he was fired from his top position, he's back there in meeting after meeting. It's all being reported. So they're getting their ducks in a row. They know they've committed all these crimes. They know Hillary's email servers have been found. All this incriminating stuff's going to come out now. Trump's got all the NSA stuff on him. He's got them. He's got them in the crosshairs. And he's been ordering them to be criminally prosecuted. He says, I'm not a wimp. We're not backing off. Boom, mass shootings start. What does Saudi Arabia do? They're in that civil war that we won. They did Vegas. So folks need to know that the left's tools to start a race war. That's the race in the hole. All the movies, all the Netflix, all the TV shows are race war, race war, race war. And so I think Trump's right to come out and say, hey, white supremacism is terrible, even though we know this guy's a leftist and the other guy's an admitted Antifa member that loves Satan. I get why Trump's doing this politically. It's still very dangerous with his base to talk about getting rid of due process with red flag laws. But, again, Arlington Road came out, I don't know, 15 years ago. Jeff Bridges. He's a libertarian professor. He's a critic of the government, having too much power. And there's this weird, shadowy right-wing group. The movie, pretty much, it's shadow government, CIA. They set him up. He believes he's stopping the truck bomb. But all they really do is trick him to get in there when it goes off so they can then put it on the news to make it look like he's a terrorist. And look, it's a respected professor that did this. Let's go to the audio. Here it is.
Sir, step out of the vehicle.
There's a bomb in the van, sir!
Sir, step out of the
vehicle! Michael!
That's the man. There's a bomb in the
van. That man was authorized.
That's the man. Grab his arm.
It's the noon delivery.
Grab in there!
Set up.
Michael, it's all clear. The guy is authorized to be here. We're all authorized to be here, everyone except you.
And then he figures it out.
All right.
It's your car.
Michael.
A really good movie. You want to know how these people work, folks? This is it. I'm telling you. They're who writes most of these scripts. CIA.
Michael? Michael?
Boom.
Except you.
they can take over. So Mike Adams of NaturalNews.com, that's where you were going with this. We can pull up Encyclopedia Britannica about Operation Gladio. Hundreds of bombings and shootings conducted in Italy, blamed on the political enemies of NATO. That's the reality. Mike Adams.
What you just showed there was a very important depiction of even the PSYOP that's happening inside the FBI. And for the record, I think most men and women who join the FBI have positive intentions. They are pro-law and order people. They want to do what's right for their country. That's how they go into it. But there's a black hat element, of course, the James Comey, Barack Obama, deep state element inside the FBI that's actually running a PSYOP on the other factions of the FBI itself. So an FBI agent that's going out and recruiting somebody to engage in an act of terrorism, that agent himself or herself may not even be aware of the bigger plan of how the fake explosives are going to be swapped out with real explosives, for example, or the fake debt cord becomes real debt cord, or the gunman that you're recruiting is actually augmented by three or four other gunmen who actually do the targeted shooting in a Walmart.
And by the way, that's what credible witnesses said at the Walmart and mall area was, these were, well, no, I saw them. They were Anglo men in full black, head to toe with mask on, but I saw their blue eyes.
Yes.
I mean, that's what people saw.
Yes. Well, and remember, you know, look, I've been a longtime supporter of law enforcement, and I've trained with many police officers, sheriffs, deputies, and even former FBI agents that I know quite well. And we're all trained in self-defense, you know, tactical response kinds of situations. If you are moving with a long gun, an AR or an AK, you're moving and trying to shoot targets that are running is extremely difficult. That takes an expert marksman to pull that off. That's not something that a casual 21-year-old with no experience can accomplish. That takes years of training to do it properly. I don't know if your listeners have ever, you know, you go to a shooting range, you're not allowed to move. You're not allowed to run and shoot. You have to just shoot at still targets. Real training and first responders are trained to shoot moving targets, running targets, especially lateral movement is very, very difficult to nail. And that's why I believe this 21-year-old person who's depicted in a surveillance screenshot, and by the way, we've seen no video footage of him actually carrying out any of the shooting. No video footage has been released whatsoever. He does not have spare magazines in the still shot.
Exactly. Mike, stay there. And I'm going to say this. I've watched the video and photos put up by police. He looks very calm. It looks very rehearsed. Again, but it's also the climate, the time we're in, Antifa coming, the media hyping this, the fact that all the corruption is coming out. This whole situation, I mean, let me tell you, if you just shot 20-something people, I don't care what police department it is, you're going to get your ass kicked some. This guy does not have a blemish on him. And I guarantee you, this guy would have been jumped on, he'd have a black eye, have a bloody nose, he was lucky. But no, nothing. Something's going on.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sitting here mentioning these. Mike Adams is raising them. We have very credible service member that saved a bunch of kids saying all the kids said they saw three shooters all in black. Very credible Hispanic American. Man, very credible in the video. Saying, I looked at him, he was an Anglo, saw his eyes. He had a black mask on. Okay, well, this other guy didn't have blue eyes. And then there's a Hispanic lady, very credible. You know, she's very clear. She's saying three shooters. We've got all those clips. And I don't even want to come up here and say this was staged or fake. But, man, this guy's dad works as a psychiatrist, but only with a 2-year degree, running a facility, and then he's part of a weird cult. It's just always the same M.O. The first thing I said Saturday was see if his family or psychologist or psychiatrist. Holmes, James Holmes, in the Aurora shooting. His dad headed up DARPA brain computer interface. He was in the program. Was getting paid $87,000 a year by the government. Remember they said, oh, local police can't go in his apartment. It's got bombs in it. There weren't bombs. There was a bunch of MK Ultra stuff. Theodore Kaczynski was MK Ultra. Type in Unabomber, MK Ultra, LA Times, Associated Press. That was CIA. You understand now, folks? I mean, of course we've got to ask this. Here's a few minutes from the intro video that Greg Reese and I put out showing clips from when I predicted all this last Thursday titled Operation Northwoods Part 2. Here's just the intro because it's got one of the witnesses. I have a prediction. I was sure of it Sunday, but I just didn't want to sound like I was stirring up trouble. I've always got to go with my gut. Man. They're going to list Antifa's terror group. And they're going to list Q as one as well. Like they already did. And Q is the perfect cutout. Because they can have their operatives do it and then blame it on the movement. Anything anonymous like that is made to set people up. That's why I'm out in the open and what I stand for is clear.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
2 days after Alex Jones predicts that false flags are going to be carried out and blamed on the QAnon movement and American patriots, lone gunman Patrick Crucius is arrested for the El Paso massacre. His social media page, My Life, was changed to say that he was a follower of QAnon, and his designation as a registered Democrat was changed to Republican. The first reports from El Paso police and the El Paso mayor were that there were multiple shooters. Eyewitnesses claimed to have seen multiple shooters dressed in black.
What else did you see? Did you see people running out, that kind of thing?
I even saw the guy with the gun. I saw him twice.
What did he look like? Was he dressed
in an angle? 6 foot. He had an AK-47.
Was he dressed in, like, military?
All black. All black. He had a mask. You can see his eyes.
¿Cuántos esas tienes tú y yo?
Tres o cuatro personas.
But before the end of the day, without any investigation, Patrick Crucius was named as the lone gunman, white nationalist, and linked to the 8chan board where the QAnon movement resides.
All right, so that's some of the clips. Great job, guys, pulling that up. I literally told the crew, coming out of break, find the video. They scrambled and did it. So Mike, you mentioned that. I thought we'd play some of that. I mean, this is ridiculous how many holes are in this.
Yeah, some big breaking items here. FedBizOps.com has a bid put out by the FBI to build what they call a pre-crime system where they want every FBI agent to be able to search social media and find people who they say are guilty of pre-crime. Now, Alex, you and I know that will be used by the FBI to recruit people to carry out acts of terrorism, as described by the New York Times and the Kansas City Star.
Exactly. It's the scan, find all the unstable people that fit the prototype.
Exactly. And sadly, President Trump is falling right into this. President Trump is saying that the tech giants need more power to stop shootings by having pre-crime algorithms, not knowing that President Trump himself is contributing to the construction of a massive surveillance police state system that's actually going to be used by the corrupt factions of the FBI. Again, not all factions are bad, but there are bad factions in the FBI to recruit people to carry out these acts of terrorism. And that's indisputable that the FBI has a long history of recruiting people to carry out acts. Now, typically the FBI will stop those acts at the very last minute, or the bomb will be a fake. Or, you know, the gun will have a blank.
Let's be clear, from declassified documents like Northwoods and many others, most of the FBI or even the CIA is trying to catch real people doing it. They can only convict them if they can convince them to carry it out. But then other times they'll remove people. Black hats will step in. They'll use the drill as the bootleg to fund the real event. Then they'll set up the patsy.
Well, that's exactly right. And importantly, Alex, because notice the extreme censorship that's in place right now. Over the weekend, you did not see any videos on YouTube that were allowed to question the official narrative. This means the censorship overlay is so complete now and so effective that no alternative analysis is allowed on any major platform. This is the test case, I believe, Alex. This is the test case. Now they
said this. Christ, I'm just interrupting because you're so on target. Christchurch was the beta test in a more controlled, safe nation where the globalists had full control. Now they're going to export this everywhere else. You said that at the time.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah. And the next attack to come will be much, much bigger. And it's clear they're going to target either a crowd of Antifa people and then blame it on a QAnon follower, perhaps, or a white supremacist or a Trump follower, or someone who watches InfoWars for that matter, or There are calls now for anti-gun marches across America. I think John Kasich called for that. And it's clear that these marches will likely be targeted by, again, some kind of a patsy setup.
Exactly. They'll get a bunch of kids leading it. And, of course, the politicians will step away last minute, and a bunch of kids will get mowed down.
Yeah, look, the radical left, they know they're losing. The deep state is about to be exposed. They have to change the narrative. There are probably going to be criminal indictments against many of the people in the deep state, even inside the FBI, who have been involved in these types of events in the past. So they have to change the narrative, and they need a 9/11 scale event to have national outrage to condemn their political enemies, who are, of course, Trump supporters, you know, QAnon followers and so on. So we are in very dangerous waters right now, and most of the violence that's taking place in America is pre-planned. Now, the violence is real, but it is being manipulated or shaped for a political purpose, and that is the definition of terrorism, to carry out acts of violence in order to achieve a political outcome. And this is terrorism that's false flag terrorism. In other words, the violence is real, but the narrative is fake, and it's designed to achieve a specific political purpose. So that's, things are about to get way worse. Just as you said, Alex, this is just the beginning of what we're going to see in America.
And Mike, everybody can feel it. Everybody can see it. There's a history of this. You can see the scripting. You can see the preparations. You can see Antifa coming down there right as Steve Bannon is organizing a rally that was already set up September 1st. This is a major confluence way beyond what we saw in Charlottesville that was also a staged event by both sides. That's why they're so angry at us for exposing that the entire leadership were Democrats a year before. This is the only way they can try to bring us down and defeat this American resurgence. But when you talk about how we're entering this great time of crisis, there's no doubt the Chi-Coms, on a scale of 1 to 10, have pulled an 11 trying to crush the U.S. economy. All I can tell TV and radio listeners and people that are watching and listening, there could come a time very soon where the only way you can communicate with us is at Infowars.com/newsletter, because you gave us your email so we can send you videos and articles. This could all be shut down. The only way you can communicate with Mike is if you sign up for his newsletter. We are really entering a real crisis time that we've been preparing for a long time. So right now, whether you're listening on AM, FM stations, whether you are listening on shortwave, whether you're listening on the internet, you've got to tell people, ladies and gentlemen, that it is critical for them to tune into this broadcast so they understand what's really happening, so they understand what's really unfolding. Because they've had the power to shut down everything on the internet for a while. They've already put the kill switch in on all the big platforms. Now they're coming for everybody else right now. And they got something really big planned that they don't want us on air when they pull it. And I think everybody can see that. And everybody knows that. Something big's about to hit. This is just a prelude. They're trying to start a race war. This is incredibly dangerous. Pray that God opens people's eyes.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.